guys, what is up? Welcome back to another episode of Farm Sim News. I'm your host, Connor Vogel. Here are your new mods for the day: Brussels and High Laid Tip Shovel Pack, Polish Doghouse, Orange ORM 160, Orange ORM 90, Imbus Booth, Lizard Motiel, Set Cruise Control, and Novag T Force Plus 1640. Jeez, English is hard. And here are your updates: Big Bag Pack, I4 Williams TT3 621, Corteva Gallon Fertilizer. And those are all the things that I'm going to be going over right after this. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Please listen to the whole thing. It really helps, guys. So don't go anywhere and stay tuned for the more in-depth report over all these things right after this. Stay tuned. All right, now it's time for me to go more in-depth over all these things. Our first thing on the list is the Brussels and Laid High Tip Shovel Pack. This is an amazing mod by Vertex Design, coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. Looks absolutely beautiful. I might be getting it. I do not know. It looks absolutely amazing. It connects to, looks like, wheel loaders and front loaders, which is really nice. It's an amazing mod. But yeah, be sure to check it out. Our next thing on the list is the Polish Doghouse. This is another really good mod by MS Mods, and it is coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. Looks really nice. This I probably will be downloading, actually. I really like the dogs in this, and I would like to have more options for my doghouse to look like. So yeah, I think I will be doing that. That is definitely something. Next thing on the list is the Orange ORM 160. This is a mod by 76 Max, coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. It is a dump trailer, just like the one I mentioned yesterday, kind of. But anyways, then the Orange ORM 90 is pretty much the same thing, just smaller. And then the next thing on our list is the Imbus Booth by Oma Tana, coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. It is very useful if you build a holiday village. The holiday guests can not only buy fast food, but also everyday holiday products, partly from your farm products. If you don't have a holiday village gameplay, you can use the Imbus place as a good saving selling station, where there are good prices for your potatoes, eggs, milk. The inhabitants of your map will enjoy having a place where they can get delicious fast food. But yeah, more stuff on that. But yeah, that was just some of the description. If you want to hear more about that, you guys go to farmingsimulator.com/mods. Our next thing on the list is the Lizard Motiel. This is a fertilizer spreader by Picer PL and Tom Sky, I think is how you say it. This is definitely a smaller one. Looks like it'd be more for survival roleplay. And it's coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. This will probably be something I'll be downloading for my survival challenges. I really like it. Looks amazing, you guys. Our next thing on the list here is Set Cruise Control, which was... I'm so confused, though. Like, can't you set cruise control already? Oh, activate and set the cruise control... What? So in PC and Mac, you can't use cruise control? I did not know that. I don't know. If you guys could voice message me and let me know, that'd be great. But if you're a PC and Mac player, can you guys not do cruise control? Be sure to let me know. But this is coming out by Viper GTS 96. Another really good mod, I think. I don't know. I mean, this one, I don't know about. Kind of seems a little weird. Our next and final new mod on the list is the Novag T-Force Plus 640. This is by Big Farmer 145, and congratulations to you, sir. This is the top mod of today. It is being released for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. It is a no-till seed drill that neither requires plowing or cultivating. Instead, the soil life is promoted by bacteria and fungi. Earthworms also take over the subsoil with its openers. Novag is the innovation leader in the field of no-till sowing. This is an absolute amazing mod. I'm not going to lie. The attention to detail. Literally, it's so detailed. It looks realistic. It looks amazing. Good job, Big Farmer 145. So, I'm going to take a quick break here. We went over all the new mods, so be sure to go check them out if you want to. And right after this, I'm going to be going over your updates, so be sure to stay tuned for that and keep on watching. So, I'm going to be right back. Stay tuned. Alright, now it is time for your updates. I'm going to be going more in depth over all of those right now and tell you what they mean and what they change. Our first update on the list is the Big Bag Pack. This is coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One by CyroModding88. I'm trying to find what he changed. He's addition of change. He has made it so that you can addition of chicken, pig, and feed bags, addition of CSZ pack and bag and lifter pack, and price modifications. So those are all things that he has changed in that one, so be sure to go check those out and update it if you need to. So that is your first update. The next update for you is the I-4 Williams TT3621. This is being released for PC and Mac only. And he has changed street wheels not showing. So, didn't know that. But yeah, that's all he really changed on that one. There wasn't really much change. Our final update on the list for today is the Corteva Gallon Fertilizer and Herbicide 20 Liters. It's coming out for PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. And he has changed that you can now add gallons to a pallet, which is really helpful. So yeah, guys, be sure to go check all those out. Be sure to listen through all the way for all you who have made it to this episode, for this message. Thank you so much. Thank you for not skipping through. Be sure to tell your friends. I mean, just as of yesterday's, we were only in a few places. Today, overnight, last night, we spread, and we have now viewers in Hallam and in Finland. So, thank you guys. Keep telling all your friends. Be sure to tell them. Let's see if we can get this thing everywhere. If we can make it to that, guys, that would really help me. This weekend, I will be posting a tips and tricks episode, so be sure to be on the lookout for that. I will be posting it sometime this weekend. So, yeah, be sure to stay tuned. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for watching. Bye.